You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 235 is brought to you by Tay Ann and Cosmic Anvil, some of our amazing Patreon supporters. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, Lindsay, For the Whim, Tab, and Lazy Villager Megan Leslie. This week, Nina and I are taking a couple calls from our Patreon supporters to see what items they voted for in the best item bracket. From there, we'll reveal the winners of round two and where you can go to vote for round three. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well and I'm very excited for this episode.
I know, me too. The call-ins are always fun to do. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking to Tumeg and Nebula today.
Mm-hmm. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, long time listeners, yeah. Long time community members, really happy to speak with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll hop into that for now, and then after that, we'll head over to the best item bracket. Hello, everybody. We are here with one of our previous Haken artists, Tumeg, is in the call, and we are going to ask what their choices were for the last, I guess, the top four, right, Nina?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe that this is getting so close to the end already. It goes quick.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. Hi, Meg. Good to see you again.
Hi. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. I've been really excited to hear what you have been thinking of. When we talked before, you told me there were some that were, like, real struggles for you when choosing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was torn between the gyroids and the garden wagon.
Then that's a good spot to start. What did you end up picking?
Yeah, I ended up going with the gyroids. I don't know. I just thought that the way they were, like, made over were just so cute. And I'm a real sucker for just, like the original things in the game, like the classic items.
Yeah.
So I tended to my votes were all around, like, what were in past games and, like, made better in this game. And I don't think the garden wagon was in any other game. Is that a new item, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the nostalgia kind of, like, won me over. Like, I love the gyroids. They're so cute now. And so I went with the gyroids.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on with that, too, because they're, like, they're old, but they're also so new with those redesigns. So,
yeah.
Like, even if they're, like, a nostalgic item for us, or just, like, they're doing exactly what I was hoping this game would do a lot more of, where it's, like, just revamp everything.
Yeah.
Like, all of those old series that we love so dearly, like, they need a bit of a glow up to me.
Yeah, that was what I was so excited for when, like, the last update dropped, and I could pick out all those, like, old furniture series that, like, I remember from, like, New Leaf, and I could see that they were the same, but they were kind of just revamped a little bit, and that's one of the things I got excited for the most was, like, just having the old furniture back. Like, I love all the new furniture, and it's great, and we definitely need more furniture, but I was still excited to get the old stuff back and just have it made look better, and I think the new gyroids are just amazing.
Yeah.
And they're just great. They're so cute. The other ones were cool, too. They were a little bit more, like, creepy, and
they were, like, I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, they're kind of, a little bit ugly, I think. Like, they didn't really go with, like, anything in your house. But these ones, like, they match. And they, you know, there's pink ones and there's blue ones. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can have them match with your aesthetic. And they make such cute noises. Some of them blow bubbles. I like the one that's a dog and it, like, barks like a dog.
Yeah.
I think that one's, I forget which that one's called. But that one's, like, so cute. And... yeah, they just, I mean, the Gourmag is, like, really pretty because it's all full of flowers and you can put it outside. And I just, I mean, I love flowers and I love all the items that just have any kind of, like are plant related. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think in the end, the gyroids just, they kind of, the nostalgic part just kind of, like, got me. But, mm-hmm. yeah.
That makes sense. Also, I'm noticing, like, this bracket seems to be cut in half. One side seems to be very light-oriented, like, literal lights
yeah.
that bright, that shine. And yeah. the other one seems to be, like, things that you just set somewhere, you know?
Yeah, the whole left half of the bracket is all lights.
Yeah, so let's transfer over to that side. The next round we had here was the Mush Lamp versus the Plain Party Lights Arch. Oh. Which one do you lean here?
Yeah, I had a hard time with that one, too. But I ended up going with the Mush Lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Plain Party Lights Arch is really cute, too. But I think I just had a harder time figuring out where to put it on my island.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of like a, it kind of takes up an awkward amount of space, I think. Like, I wish it was maybe more like how the bookshelf is and takes yeah. up like half a space. I because it takes up like a whole, I think a whole block.
Yeah, mm. it does. It does. Looks like it should be skinny. You're right.
Yeah, I think it should be thinner. And I think if it was thinner, maybe I could incorporate it better and like into spaces on my island, but I think because it's so like chunky, I don't use it a whole lot. And the mush lamp, I use a lot more, because it's only like a single tile space.
Yeah.
And so I went with the mush lamp.
Nice.
That's a good option.
Yeah.
Nina, which of the last two are you interested in hearing about?
Which of the last two? I want to hear about the lighthouse and the street lamp.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, I just went with the street lamp. I mean, these were both kind of equal in my eyes. I don't know. The street lamp, like, has a lot of different variations. I like, there's the curved one. There's, like, the, you know, the straight ones. There's the ones you can put the banners on. And then the lighthouse, I don't know. I feel like the lighthouse doesn't really fit into everybody's island, but I don't know. I feel like everybody could probably have a street lamp.
Yeah.
For safety.
You know? Right. Yeah. And then they give off such a nice little glow. I don't know. It's just like the perfect amount of light. Like, to just light up just a tiny little bit of area. And...
Mm-hmm.
I like the street lamp. The lighthouse, again, I don't like the big items, I think. I think if they take up too much space, then I don't use them.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to, like, you know, find a good spot to make them work in a way. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so the last one here, a couple of great items. We got the kids' tent and the leaf piles. Which one are you hoping for here?
I am hoping that the leaf piles take it all.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
That's your number one pick?
Well, it wasn't in the beginning, but it has to be now.
What was your beginning number one pick then?
My number one pick... was, well, either the froggy chair or the lucky cat. But everybody, like, hated on the froggy chair, and I'm so sad about it. I'm like, why is there so much hate for froggy chair? I was team froggy chair, like, from the beginning. I was on the hype train for froggy chair. Like, I do not think it was overhyped. I think it deserves the hype. And I'm all about froggy chair. I also liked lucky cat, again, mm-hmm. just because it was, like, in the older games. And I thought in New Leaf it had some kind of, like, weird, like, origami-looking shape, like, just because of the graphics, like, didn't make it look real good. And mm-hmm. I thought it looked so cute in New Horizons now, just because of the updated, like, graphics. Like, it just looks, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And I just like cats, and this is the only cat-related item on the on the bracket, so I was going for cats.
But, outside of Cat Tower, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Cat Tower. And I guess maybe the pet bed could be for cats, but...
Oh, that's true.
It's the only specifically cat-related items, but yeah. So, Froggy Chair was gone, like, first round, so...
Yeah,
that's a surprise to all of us. Yeah,
I'm still shocked.
Yeah, so I am definitely anti kids tent because that knocked off Froggy Chair.
Wow.
So, like, I do not want kids tent to win, and I don't like kids tent anyway because it's so huge. Like, I just don't like these big items that take up so much space. Like, I put some kids tents like around my camping area to make it look like there's like other little tents around, But, like, other than that, I just don't like them. They're too big. And it knocked Froggy Chair down. So, that's the main reason. So Kids Tent needs to go down. Incredible. And Leaf Piles needs to take the win here.
That makes sense.
Leaf Piles is just objectively better. Like you can... Like, Leaf Piles... I feel like Leaf Piles doesn't even really take up a space because you can walk over them. So, like, it's really, like, not even taking up a space.
Oh.
You know?
It's a negative item.
Yeah. It's, it's like a negative space.
Wow.
It's a decoration it's without having to be in the way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much, like, I want to move through my island, like, without getting stuck and without... having to be like a maze, and then the leaf piles just, and then when you do walk over them, they, you know, they like do a little floofy thing like with the leaves, and they like, you know, and they're so cute, and I just imagine like, you know, crunching under them, or like the little cherry blossoms like, you know, flutter away, and yeah, it's like, you know, you don't even have to interact with them. It's like you know, because I'm just a very lazy person, so even having to press a button to interact with an item is, like, one step too many for me. So I don't even have to, like, I don't even have to interact with it. You just walk over and it automatically does something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just by itself. Like, you just set it there. It's, like, not in your way. It automatically works for you. And it's perfect. And way better than Kids Tent that knocked Froggy Chair down. So
I don't think we could have said it any better. No. That's a great argument for it.
Impassioned.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks for calling in. And like I mentioned before, you were one of our Haken artists. Do you want to plug yourself where people can find you?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at 2meg142. And I have two Etsy shops, which is Bosco's Printables, and then the other one is 2Meg Graphics, and those are on Etsy. So
yeah, and I'll be sure to leave all your links in the description for everybody, too, so they can find you, give you a follow.
Okay, thank you so much.
Awesome, thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right, everybody, we are here with Nebula to discuss their picks for the latest round of the Haken bracket. Nebula, hi, how are you?
Great, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited to chat with you and see how you felt going into this round. I guess, quick recap, last round, happy with how it went, unhappy with who's in this top eight?
I've got some mixed feelings. I think I'm mostly happy with the way that it went. The one that I really am sad to see go is the pergola. I love the pergola. I was missing the wisteria trellis all the way through that first year and a half of the game. Yeah. So I was so glad when it came back in that form. Yeah, but Other than that, I think I'm pretty happy. Yeah.
You know what? You and I, we both voted the same way on that one. I also voted Pergola. It was the one that I didn't get through in my votes.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I feel your pain. cool. So let's get into it. I noticed one half here is light oriented, as in there's a bunch of lights in these items, and then the other is more like items that you can just set outside. A lot of very, you know, various items, right? Do you prefer which side we start on?
Either way.
All right. Let's start with lights then. What did you think between the mush lamp and the plain party lights arch? Who did you vote for?
Yeah, this is the one that I had been preparing to argue for because really, really like the plain party lights arch.
awesome.
I also like the mush lamp. I actually have a few mush lamps on my island, but I feel like the plain party lights arch is just so versatile, you know? It fits so many different like aesthetics or designs, especially with like the different customizations. Plus, it's so nice to have that really thin wood. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah.
Like I feel like everything is often very thick, like the tree trunks and the log stuff. So having that really nice, like thin aesthetic wood is like a nice change, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Nina, I feel like, you know, that's the reason you voted against the pergola initially, yeah, right?
Because of those thick old tree trunks holding it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think the plain party lights arch does a really good job of, like, keeping it, like, dainty and airy.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great choice. Great choice on that one. The second light selection here is the lighthouse versus the street lamp. Which way are you leaning on this one?
This one's a little closer for me, but I definitely have to go with the street lamp because just like you all were talking about on a previous episode, I use those everywhere. they're so useful. I have the white one that I use and it looks so nice. I have that plus the white park clock, like kind of near my entrance to my island, and they're like paralleling each other on the path. It looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you've opted for the white one because I feel like a bulk of people's trading with these items was typically for like the black street lamp or the green, maybe on occasion, but it definitely leaned that way. Does your island follow like a certain theme where the white works really well?
Not like a specific theme, but I try to, I don't know, keep it very friendly looking. I don't know. I just really like how the white one kind of pops. And also in the winter, it looks really nice because it blends in with the snow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. Nina, do you want to take over this other side here?
Yeah. So we've got some heavy hitters on this side and some upsets on this side. So the next one is the gyroids, all of the gyroids, versus the garden wagon, which is newer. What did you pick for this one?
So this is the one that I'm not 100% sure if I remember accurately which one I voted for. Because these I both really, really like. But I think I voted for the gyroids because they're such an upgrade. They're such a glow up from the previous games. And I love the variety. They're so cute and they're also different looking from each other, but they like fit together so well too. I feel like they're really hard to beat. I feel like they're a real heavy hitter.
They totally are.
Yeah.
But you had a soft spot for the garden wagon?
Yeah. I do also like the garden wagon. It's cute, but I don't know. I feel like the gyroids just have that extra oomph, you know?
Aw, yeah. Well, so then the last grouping we have was our big surprise where Kids Tent won over Froggy Chair, favorite, versus Leaf Piles.
How'd
you go here?
I really love the Kids Tent. I remember when it first came out during the like holiday season.
Yeah.
I was working, because this was before Reese and Cyrus could like customize stuff for you. I was working so hard to try to get all the colors. Yeah. Because it was so cute and I really, really wanted to have a bunch of them. So I use the leaf piles a lot too, but I think Nina, you were saying like that they're very square and like that. I find it very hard to place them in a way that I think looks really natural. So I do have that part of me that kind of wishes they were a bit better, honestly. But the kids' tent is just so, it's so cute.
Wow.
All of the toys, honestly, most of the toys I think are really cute.
Yeah, they did a good job with Toy Day this round.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, and I still think like me gifting the kids' tent to Grizzly was one of my favorite things that I ever gave to any villager because it just works so perfectly in his place. If you ever see it, it's like his interior is more like a campsite, like little exterior place. And he used to have a bonfire where the kids' tent now is, but the kids' tent was a much better option there. That way he actually has a place to rest and camp out and, you know, be safe from all the elements.
Which color kids' tent did you give him?
I gave him the kind of like plain tan.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, pretty classic one, and I think it works really well with like his aesthetic in particular.
There's some really good variations with the kids' tent.
Oh, yeah. So many good ones. It's like one that you can find a fit for a lot of different styles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been fun having you, but I did want to give you a chance to tell everybody about, you know, just the projects you have going on and other places where they can support you or anything you do.
Yeah, so I have a couple low-key podcasts that are not currently being updated, but they're both Pokemon-themed, and I know there's a lot of crossover between those two fan communities. Mm-hmm. The first one is called the Pikachu Project, because all of the Pokemon movies were made by the Pikachu Project, and my spouse and I watched all of them back in, 2020, at the beginning of our current world as it is, and we ranked them and talked about them, and we feel pretty, we only disagree on a couple of them, so we have pretty strong feelings about which movies are better and which aren't as good. You might be surprised at where some of them land.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that. And I also have one that I started last year that I'm hoping to get going again called Pokemonization. That's kind of about Pokemon in our childhoods, meaning millennials, Gen Z kind of age group. And how it was such a big part of our lives and it impacted us and what our experiences with it was. It's kind of more just exploratory, hanging out with my friends and chatting about it. And I have different people on every episode. So one's really casual and fun. Yeah.
I love that. I want to listen to both of these. Yeah. They sound amazing.
Good job naming them.
I got some really good, interesting stories from that second one that I didn't even know about some of my closest friends. So it was a good time. Yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. And I think you wanted to plug one more thing too, right?
Yes. This is the most important thing I'm plugging. And that is, if you haven't been to your public library in a little bit, go ahead and visit. There's tons of stuff there waiting for you, I promise. Stuff that you can't even imagine. So check out your public library and support them.
Yes, agreed. That sounds great. Awesome. Well, yeah, it was so great having you, Nebula. Loved your answers here. Love the fight you're putting in for your items that you're voting for.
It's really important. It's important to fight for what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. These are one of these is going to be the best item. So
I can't believe that.
Yeah, the absolute best item, uncontested, voted by everyone.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well, we're excited for you to hear this episode. We will reveal who is going into the next round after these call-in segments.
I'm so, so curious.
Yeah,
be sure to,
yeah, it's going to maybe blow some minds. I don't know. All right. Well, yeah, once again, thank you for joining us. It was great to have you on. And of course, everybody, links to all of these things, these great things, are in the description. And I know I'm going to be listening to the to your podcast. I'm really interested.
Great. Yeah, thank you. This was fun.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. It is me and Nina. We're back here to tell you what won round two of the bracket. Nina, how are you feeling about this? You excited?
I am excited. I was very torn on a lot of these. I don't know how I'm going to feel going forward.
Perfect. Well, you know, we got a lot of responses this time around. We actually beat last vote's record. Last time we got... Yeah, we got 207 votes last time. This time, 232.
No way! So,
yeah, more people are hopping in to, you know, just put their opinions here, tell you what should win. So it's getting serious, a lot more serious.
Nice, nice. As long as people aren't making up new emails just I mean, to answer.
Always a possibility, yes. But, I mean, it's not... that much higher that I believe that everybody is doing that, or at least it's happening in massive amounts. I think they're probably generally like really unique entries here.
That's exciting.
Yes. So once again, I want to take it through like, you know, the biggest winner to the like closest race in this one.
Okay.
I will say I was surprised to see that there wasn't anything quite as close as last week's what was it? The mush lamp versus which item again? I forgot.
I'll have to look at the bracket. The mush lamp versus pergola.
Yeah. So nothing quite that close. Not quite that intense. Most of them very clear winners here. So yeah. But still, you know, some maybe got closer than you would think.
Okay.
All right, so let's start with the biggest discrepancy here. Believe it or not, it was the mush lamp versus the plain party lights arch.
Ooh, well, which one did you vote for?
I voted for, once again, against the mush lamp. I went plain party lights arch on this one.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it was because I just really liked the atmosphere I was able to create with some plain party lights arches. Mush lamp does really well atmospherically too, but that's an item that I kind of prefer in the fog, which I feel like I don't get enough of that weather option in Animal Crossing. I think for like consistency, like more like just looking good more of the time, the plain party lights arch beat it out for me this time.
Wow. Did the opposite.
Okay. Yeah. Explain yourself. Why are we fighting right now, Nina?
Well, and I didn't even vote. I don't think I did. Voted for the mush lamp. Or did I? Maybe I did. Anyways, I love the plain party lights arch. They are beautiful. You're correct. And I know I've said this before, but I love that they can fit right in front of Cap'n, and Cap'n is still, you know, a workable item when you put it in front of him. But I totally agree with what Tumeg was saying. It should not be a one width wide item, like one square. It could be half a square and it'd be perfect. I don't know. And I wish that they connected to each other. If you put them in a row, how cool would it be if they like snapped together and then you could make like a string of them? I just think the mush lamp is classic Animal Crossing. It's beautiful. It's spooky a little bit. I love it.
And kind of thinking about that, like, I think of how cool it would be if the plain party lights arch worked more like the fencing and could click together more dynamically.
That would be top tier. I mean, yeah, I guess it already is top tier, though, if it's in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I mean, top eight currently. Mm-hmm. That's amazingly close. A very popular item, of course. So, yeah. But yeah, like, now that I think of that, I'm just like, oh, maybe these big partition walls, all these big, like, wall-like items need to work more. Like the fencing, where as you install it, it, you know, make some changes to fit that installation. You can make corners with it or that sort of thing, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I mean, we're nitpicking here because, again, we mm-hmm. are in the top eight, but wow. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's okay, true. So we're split.
Yep, split vote here. The split amongst the voters was 65.9% to 34.1%. So one item is clearly favored here. Should I just let you know what it is?
Please.
All right. With 65.9% of the vote and a dominating win here, the plain party Whoa. Lights arch is moving on to the next round.
Look, I mean, the new items are good. The new items are popular. We keep seeing that over and over again. So congratulations, mm-hmm. plain party lights people.
Yeah, they're making waves here. Mm-hmm. The new items have definitely changed up the game in a way that's like pretty refreshing for players, I would yeah. say. So I'm glad we've gotten like a good mix of stuff that's been like in from the beginning and stuff that has been updated into the game later on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this item's here to represent the brand new items. All right, the next round we have the lighthouse versus the street lamp.
This one nearly killed me.
I was wondering how you would feel about this one, because I know you're really championing the lighthouse earlier, and the street lamp is, of course, one that we have both shared our love for.
Yeah.
What was it about this round that really tore you apart?
I mean, they're both incredible items, and... Mm. I kind of feel bad. I forgot about the lighthouse. I don't think it made my top 10, even though it should have. Mm-hmm. Oof. I ended up voting for the street lamp because it was in my top 10. It was something that I thought of. And because of the, like, sizing, the lighthouse is not, you know, true to scale. It's got teeny tiny windows and a teeny tiny door that your person would never be able to fit in. I think it would be incredible if one day we got full-sized items.
Yeah.
Like, how spectacular would a full-size lighthouse be that you walk up to the door like it's a villager home and you can walk into and then go up some spiral staircases and turn mm-hmm. on and off the light? Like, so in the end, I voted for street lamp because it's more to real size than the like house. I'm in such pain saying this though.
Yeah, and you know, I understand that struggle with the lighthouse too, because like we've seen in a previous Animal Crossing game that it is possible to make that lighthouse more true to scale, let yeah. you walk into it. The very
even
first
then,
game,
it's still not that. Quite big enough though. I yes, want that one true. To be even bigger.
Very true. Still not quite there.
Yeah.
But closer. On its way. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it just went backwards even more.
It did. Then. It did.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love the lighthouse. I remember when we did our little like Haken home designer challenge thing and we made our own little places, and I did a little beach spot with yeah. the lighthouse inside, and I was like, this is cute.
It's yes. really cute.
But I agree with you. It's got to be bigger. And I think I just keep going back to just like my ultimate dream of Animal Crossing of putting street lights everywhere. And I think mm-hmm. that just like wins out for me here. Mm-hmm. I got to have those street lamps. I got to have them every single place. And this is the dream for me. So I too went for the street lamp.
Okay, so we're full Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe over here with our street lamps. Who won?
Definitely. All right, with 36.2% of the vote compared to the winner's 63.8%, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to say goodbye to the lighthouse.
Oh, it's kept our beaches safe for so long.
Yep, the shores just won't be the same without them, but the street lamp is moving on. It is one of our top four items.
Oh my gosh. It was my number one item. I'm so excited.
I'm glad. I'm really glad that it's still in there. It will be facing off against the Plain Party Lights Arch next week. So Plain Party Lights Arch versus the street lamp should be a tough fight here. Oh. We will see how that goes.
Okay.
But yeah, there's still this other half of the bracket here. So let's see who is going to be on the other side.
This is so painful.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I'm really amazed that it just lined up that, you know, the most dominating performances here were on one side of the bracket, and then the others were a lot closer.
Oh, okay.
Not too much closer, wow. I will say. Well, there were still clear winners for both of them, but they were definitely the closer of the matches here. So let's kick off with this first one, the kids' tent versus leaf piles.
Oh.
This one was 60.3% to 39.7%.
Ooh.
So basically a 60-40 split here. Yeah, not completely dominating, but still dominant enough to get that win. Kids tent, huge item for people. Biggest upset of last week, I would say, taking out the froggy chair right from the get-go. Leaf piles against the pocketbook. I know the pocketbook was wildly popular.
Yeah, I voted for the pocketbook.
Unfortunately named, I guess, because it was hard to, you know, describe it to people. but these obviously very huge items, very popular items. Nina, who are you rooting for here?
I surprised myself with this one. Because I did vote for the kids' tent over the froggy chair, but I also voted for the pocketbook over the leaf piles. So following a logical brain, you would assume that I would vote for the kids' tent over the leaf piles. But something in me started to rage. And I got real mad at the kids' tent for not being interactive. So though I love the kids tent very much, and I think I had three on Kill Hall in different areas, I ended up voting for leaf piles, surprising even myself. Yeah. I do have problems with the leaf piles. I wish that they changed shape when you ran through them. I wish that the shapes were a little easier to work with. I wish you could, once you put them down, scooch them over. Where, like, you got to keep picking it back up to get it right in the spot that you want it to be. It's a love-hate relationship I have with the leaf piles. But I like that they change with the seasons, or you can change them with the seasons. And I ended up voting for them. So I don't know what happened. I think I blacked out and voted for leaf piles.
Yeah.
Who did you vote for?
The struggle is going to be like, you don't know how you're going to feel on any given day.
That's right? True.
Yeah. So sometimes it's like, maybe you just got to sit more, see how you feel by the end of the week, compare and contrast all the different journeys you went through for
Let
each
it
item.
Marinate. But, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a tough choice here. Real tough. Kids tent. I love this item. I absolutely love this item. Every time I see it, I'm just like, can my real life tent just look that cute, please? Like, it's just adorable. I have a nice little section behind my campsite with the kids tent, because I feel like, you know, adding some extra tents to that area gives that some great vibes, just some nice life to it and nice variety. So that said, leaf piles all over the place. Mm-hmm. I need them all over the place. They mm-hmm. gotta be crunchy. They gotta be floopy. And, you know, just like running through them makes me happy. And like you said, they change. You can change them out for the seasons, do different yeah. colors. And that to me is just too special to pass up.
I mean, your love of trees is legendary. So,
yeah. I love me some trees and their leaves. Leaf piles are little gifts from trees for sure. So I voted leaf piles as well. Okay.
So we're still on the same team.
Yeah, still same team with this one. Okay. So 60.3% to 39.7%. Wow. The winner of this round is leaf piles.
Okay.
They are the third member of the top four here. So Kids Tent, unfortunately, going yeah. home.
Yeah.
But obviously will not be forgotten. Still a wonderful item. Still one that people adore.
An underdog, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Took out a big challenger mm-hmm. for sure. So cannot stress enough how special the Kids Tent is.
Wow. Took out a frog only to get swamped by a leaf. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, here we are. The last round. The final entry to our top four here. We have the Gyroids versus Garden Wagon. Surprisingly enough, the closest match that we had this round. Yeah.
Ooh. I wouldn't think it'd be that close.
It's still not very close. It's very similar to that 60-40 split we just saw because it is 59.9% versus 40.1%.
Whoa, so okay.
It's even closer to the 60-40 split than our last item. All right, so Nina, what way are you leaning on this one?
This one was easier for me because mm-hmm. I do love the Garden Wagon. And I love its beautiful flowers, but Gyroids just hold a special place in my heart, and I think they always will. Mm-hmm. So I voted pretty easily for Gyroids.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, I feel the same way, honestly. I went for the Gyroids. Mm-hmm. It was just... I don't know. I feel like it's going to be hard to beat the Gyroids here.
Yeah, they're so quintessential Animal Crossing.
Yeah, they do a lot of work where it's like they brought back something nostalgic, something people really like, but they're also revamped in a way that's like making me love them again. Because I'll be honest, I was very bored with where Gyroids were by the end of New Leaf. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I've seen these same Gyroids mm-hmm. for four games now. Mm-hmm. I need a little bit of something different. And the fact that they just did that, they brought something different, it's like, it's hard not to vote that way.
So, and I also wonder, like, if someone who's not an Animal Crossing person, if they see a picture of the Garden Wagon item versus seeing a picture of the Gyroid item, most likely they'd be able to tell you that Gyroids are from Animal Crossing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I bet that a Garden Wagon could be from anything. So that's just, I don't know, that's just kind of the answer for me.
Yeah, that's true. And I think back to like my first time seeing Gyroids in the first game, and I was obsessed. Mm-hmm. I loved them. They were in every room of my house in the first game yeah. because I was just like, yeah, these are amazing. Of course I want all of them. So, yeah, I imagine a lot of people felt that way who are newer players seeing Gyroids for the first time. Mm. So, with that said, I guess I should tell you who won.
Tell us.
All right. With 40.1% of the votes compared to our winner, 59.9%, it looks like we are saying goodbye to the Garden Wagon.
Mm, yep.
Well played, Garden Wagon.
Yeah.
But Gyroids are in the top four here. So
now a wagon full of Gyroids, that's another thing.
That okay. these items can team up and become a super item, yes. That might be the winner right there.
With a mega gyroid pulling it along. Yes.
That's definitely the way to go.
Yes.
All right. So looking at our top four here, once again, we have the Plain Party Lights Arch, who will be facing it off against the street lamp. Mm. And then we have gyroids versus leaf piles.
Wow.
Only two of these will make it to the very final round where we will decide which item is the best. But for now, you know, just think about it. Let sit on your vote for a little bit. I'll post it several times throughout the week so you will be reminded to vote. But yeah, make sure you're voting for who you want to see represented here. We're either going to see Plain Lights Party Arch or the Street Lamp, or we're going to see the Gyroids or the Leaf Pile.
Get ready to rumble.
Make it to the next one. So yeah, it's intense now. These are our top four items, really great items. I challenge all of you to go make a build using only these things. Oh. We'll see how that turns out, but yeah, put your brains to work. Get that going.
Wow.
Awesome. So for anybody who wants to go ahead and vote, once again, go to the description of the podcast. The voting is there already. We have the form. It's right in the description. Let us know. You're only voting for two things at this point. Oh. It shouldn't take you too long. We'll see if we break another record with how many people are voting. But
that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be something for sure. All right. Well, let's go ahead and end the show with our Haken's Islander Corner. For anybody who doesn't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show for you. This week's question was, which items are you glad didn't make the bracket? So yeah, this is our chance to be a little mean to some of the other items in the game.
I love it.
Nina, you're excited. What's your first one?
Oh, the first one is the mush partition. I want it gone from the game completely. It's one of those items I just want to pick at, you know, like I can be a picker sometimes, and I just want to pick it apart and take those little stalks off of each other. There's too many mushrooms there. I hate it so much. If it was just little mushrooms in a row, like a little fence, wonderful. I'd be its best friend. This mush partition is a monstrosity, and I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. I understand it. It's not my favorite mush item, but I personally am not offended by the fact that it's a big bunch of mushrooms.
Oh, it gives me chills down my spine. I hate it.
I kind of appreciate that it's a big bunch of mushrooms.
It's like a cluster. It's like a whole colony of mushrooms. Oh, I hate it.
So I'm not against it, but I will say, like, they could have done some more to bring some variety to the mushrooms in
that
partition.
They did it on purpose. Oh, God.
Yeah. My first item is just all the Bunny Day ones.
Oh, what would Sergio say?
All of the Bunny Day. Bunny Day itself, I think it's a strong holiday. I think how it works is what we should be trying to achieve in our lives in the future of Animal Crossing, but the items just ruin it. The items truly ruin Bunny Day, and which could be great, but unfortunately, it's not.
No, it's like it's like a really bad theme park, or one of those tiny theme parks that's inside of a mall that no one goes to. Like, oh, they're real creepy.
Yeah, and I'm usually into that. Like, maybe if it's like a real creepy rundown theme park, it would work for me. But like, I just don't want them.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
What's your next one?
My next one I hate for no particular reason, and I might be the only one that feels this way, but the timber door plate. It's like the little wooden oval that has a little wooden rose to the side, and in the worst font ever, it says welcome. And the W is capitalized, and the rest is lowercase, and it barely fits like in the center of the door plate. Like, it's so badly designed. It's one of my least favorite. It's like one of those typography types of things that just makes me cringe. I don't like it at all. I rarely see anyone ever even using it, so I can't be the only one. I don't know. It's like a tchotchke.
It might surprise you.
Oh no.
But I also don't like it.
Oh, good.
yeah. I don't think you're the only one. Maybe this is one of the items that, like, a lot of people agree with is just, like, the weak in the door plate game.
Yeah, you know? It's the worst door plate by far.
Yeah, I used it once. Once I felt like it worked on a house. I believe it was Agnes's house. I put it on there. Mm-hmm. But even then, like, just because it worked didn't mean I liked it very much. So
no, it's like grandma and not in a good way. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah, so I can agree with you there. My next one is the birdhouse. Oh. And this is... to not get confused with, like, the bird cage, which has the bird in it. I love that item.
Okay.
The birdhouse is specifically, like, the wooden birdhouse that you can craft. It's on a little wooden peg, basically.
Oh, it's, like, one of the first things you can craft.
Mm-hmm. Early item. Standalone item.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like... fine customization options. Like, you can do some things with it, and it's, like... okay, but I think overall, this is an item that reminds me of how badly I want to be able to put stuff on trees or cliffs and stuff. Like, if this were a wall item that I could hang up and I got rid of the little awkward-looking peg and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I would much prefer it. But just, like, this is one that reminds me of what the potential could have been with Animal Crossing items, but... didn't get there, and for that reason, I'm like, nope, you're just a reminder of everything that doesn't work with this game.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the recolors now. They're okay. They're not great. They could have done more with it.
And I think
How cute would it be if it was just a little bit bigger than those little yellow birds that Harv loves could come and hang out on it every once in a while?
That would change the item for me. If I could actually run and see those birds, like, perching on it, or if they, like, played with the customizations more, too, like, maybe put vines going up the little pole or something. Just, like, it's got stuff missing for me.
It does.
And every time I look at it, I'm just like, why would I ever use this? Yeah, this is the worst.
It's like a hollow. It's like a hollow item. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, my last one is a new item that made me jump the first time I saw it. And I think the first time I saw it was in the Happy Home Designer or Happy Home Paradise, like where Wendell sells things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rescue mannequin. I legit thought there was a dead body in my game for a second and was like, oh no. What happened? And the recolors are awful too. Like, it only gets worse and worse and more realistic. And this one specifically, there's a few mannequins that are real creepy in this game, but this one specifically is the one that's just laying down. Like, I guess it's supposed to look like a CPR doll, but all I can think about is Dwight, like, taking the face off of the CPR doll. So I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I kind of like that it's just creepy. It's so just strange to see, like, a more human anatomically correct thing compared to our little Animal Crossing bodies. And I'm like, part of me wonders, like, what would the response be if this were just, like, a regular villager mannequin? Would it be worse? Would it be better?
Would it be worse or would it be better? I can't answer that question for you.
But I personally really chuckled when I saw this one. I was so surprised by it as well, but like I guess probably in a more positive way.
Look, I like creepy things, but this one is more of like that, I guess that an uncanny valley almost, you know, because it's so unlike our characters. Sorry. Those three items, get them out of this game.
I understand. All right. My last one, I don't know what I have against this item. I'll tell you right now, but I just know I don't want it near me. It is the Cosmos Shower.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just like, maybe it's these items that are like on these standalone pegs or posts, because the birdhouse kind of does the same thing, but it's mostly that. Like even this one where I'm like, oh, the birdhouse could have been dressed up a little bit by having vines and stuff going off of it. This one's like literally a stem going up, but it doesn't fix it for me. It just doesn't.
Wow.
And it feels like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it fits anything that I've done. It just looks out of place. I don't like that it's only the cosmos thing. Maybe a lot of the flower items run into this with me, where I wish that we could have customized them with flowers themselves.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
If they built, this is another like item that really points out the flaws of Animal Crossing crafting system to me, where if they built the crafting system in the way where it's like, oh, in order to get this flower to be the shower head or this color flower to be the shower head, like you have to go and breed those flowers, actually take part in that part of the aspect of the game, and then collect the petals in order to craft it in that way. You know, I want the crafting system to be that deep, you know, I want it to go a little bit further and create some different things that we can only customize with those flowers, you know? So, yeah, even if they like made it kind of like a dye system where the flowers or petals are needed to dye items a certain color or something,
yeah,
that would be different. But yeah, I don't know. I had a hard time getting into the flower breeding in this game. I like on accident / sort of on purpose got blue roses just because I was like, oh, this patch of flowers has been breeding these. I had some roses out and I was like, oh, I made some black roses with these. And I was like, oh, these black roses made some red roses. And then I put those red roses together and I was like, okay, they made another black rose. Maybe I'll just put a bunch of these together and see what happens. And honestly, I never watered them. Like I literally just went with natural rain. I wasn't going to go try any harder with those. But eventually a blue rose popped up from what I thought would eventually make a blue rose. And I was like, sweet, I did it.
Wow.
So, anyways, long story short, Cosmos Shower, I feel, just points out that, like, I want more for the crafting system again. And maybe next game.
Yeah, I understand. It's a little bit of a scapegoat for all your problems. I get it. Wow. Well,
so, I mean, we took over answering this question, but of course, this was Haken's Islander Corner. So let's go ahead and hop into all of these. Do you want to start and then we'll go back and forth?
Yeah, I can't wait to read these.
Awesome.
All right. Our first one is from Squee of Tortuga, who says, I'm glad none of the new big vehicle items made it into the bracket. They just aren't my style, and I couldn't imagine using any of them on my island. I'm also glad the Nova Light, Crescent Chair, and Froggy Chair got kicked out in round one. Sorry, not sorry, but the star items are overused, and the Froggy Chair did not live up to the hype for me. It goes with nothing and doesn't even make a noise. I love it.
Well, that answers that, because it used to make a little croak sound
when you sat in it. Oh, man. I love this answer so much. Give me all the spice, Chewy. What's the next one?
All right. Ganucci said, I'm glad the baby chair didn't make the bracket. Although the baby romper doesn't qualify for this item tournament, I'd put that right up there with it. I don't like these items for two reasons. Reason one, if I had 5 bells for every time a villager gave me one of these items, I would be a bellionaire, no doubt. It's amazing how many of these chairs and rompers my villagers store in the deep, dark secret basements, just waiting for me to do something for them, only to give me this unfortunate prize with a smile on their face. Reason two, I'm not a fan of the baby items anyways. I like them for the kangaroos, and I totally get them making sense on a Kidcore island, but I feel like I shouldn't own one of these unless it's one for one of those reasons, or until slash if I have children.
The baby chair almost made it on my list, too.
Oh, like his one you liked or didn't like?
No, one I hated. Oh, didn't like.
Yeah. And I get the pain here with, like, villagers giving you specifically an item that's just mm-hmm. like, no, why? Why yeah. would you give this to me? It's a terrible option. So, yeah, I feel your pain there, Ganucci.
Well, Randy B says, unfortunately, my don't want list had even more items than my want list. This list included all of the mermaid items. There's two pink, and they're two pink, and there are no color variations. The arcade machine, too much noise, impossible to make a chill atmosphere with one. The Toy Day sleigh, I don't want seasonal items as the best. And villager photos. Nothing wrong with them. They just shouldn't count. The festival float, see my comment above about seasonal items. And the cooked items, food also should be disqualified. Sorry if you disagree, Chewy and Nina, but these are my least favorite. Oh, I love this so much.
I mean, I don't disagree with the mermaid stuff, honestly. Really? I think I would have liked them better if they had some color variations. Yeah. I think overall, I do like them better than what they were in New Leaf. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
I but do too.
Still not quite doing it for me.
Yeah, some dark mermaid stuff would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Deep sea blue mermaid stuff, purples. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they could have played with it more.
They could have.
Yeah, seafoam green, that'd be nice. Oh,
that would be nice. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got any votes for villager photos, so I think a lot of people agreed with Randy. And mm-hmm. then the Toy Day stuff, I don't know. The seasonal, like, usually the big prize of the season is not my favorite item of the season.
Mm-hmm. There tends to be just, like, one that really stands out compared to the rest, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so the next answer is from Islander Phoebe, and they said, I was sitting here thinking that there weren't any items that I dislike enough to wish that they didn't make the cut, but then I remembered that the raccoon figurine exists. That thing is the stuff of nightmares. Those cold, dead eyes shouldn't be allowed in such a cute game. I looked up a picture of it to make sure that it was as creepy as I remembered, and it turns out that it is based on a real statue, and I learned some disturbing facts about tanukis, and please don't look this up. My day is ruined.
This is incredible. I knew all of this before this answer. And yeah, they're statues that are put outside of restaurants usually, I think, in Japan that like are supposed to bring prosperity. And yeah, some of them
are definitely prosperous in one region. Yeah, it is horrifying. It if you is. Want your here's the thing, whenever we say these things, Tab goes straight to
no
people.
Tab don't do it.
But maybe she already knows at this point.
That's true.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I get it. Like this is a creepy one. I have made one because I wanted to craft one of everything. I don't think I have it in my possession anymore. Mm. I'll say that much.
I had one right outside my nook cranny. I mean, like...
Honestly, best spot. Yeah. Best spot to put it.
Yeah. Okay, our next one is from Nebula. Oh, we just had Nebula on. Hi again, Nebula.
Yeah.
Nebula says, any bug or fish models, hear me out. I love the concept and want to use them, but that darn black stand stands out way too much. No pun intended. They just make me sad because I wish Flick and CJ would design a cuter stand or one that blended in more, or that it was customizable, or even that the models didn't have to have a stand at all. I want my creatures to look real, hopefully in the next game. I totally agree with this, by the way. That stand is rough. Plus, there's like a little like name tag kind of thing on some of them, too. Yeah, it's tricky. Unless you like hide them in some flowers or grass or something. It's a lot.
Yeah, I kind of wish they had some motion to them as well, too. Mm-hmm. Like when we place the fossils outside, for example, like we can click on those and they'll have a little bit of movement depending on the fossil. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think the bug models like doing a little bit more. That'd be great. Yeah, like, I mean, I love collecting them.
Yes.
But and I don't use them.
I like the, what is it, the snapping turtle. Like, when you just place snapping turtle and it's an actual snapping turtle.
Far superior version.
Yeah. Like, how cool would it be if once Flick makes a model, I guess, I don't even know if they could be called models anymore. Like, once he, like, tames one of the creatures or something, if it just hung around near the spot where you place it and maybe moved around a little, that'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took three of my snapping turtles and, you know, did the model thing, and I was like, this is the worst. They're so much better. It's just the snapping turtles. Mm-hmm. Save your money, people. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next answer is from Sasha505. Honestly, I'm glad the froggy chair didn't make it. Yes, it's a cute item, but I never understood the hype around this item. It always felt like it was only popular for the sake of being popular.
I wonder if that's why it ended up losing.
Maybe. I mean, it seems like obviously people liked one item better than the others. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess froggy chair. Maybe it's more divisive than we think.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Our last answer is from Toadette, who says, I'm so glad the froggy chair is gone and didn't win and won't win. I went from ignoring this item to hating it. It's so overhyped. No, to get the plain party lights out to wear and wait, what? Hold on. No, to get the plain party lights out to.
And we're and golden, wear, I think.
Golden.
Mm-hmm. And we are golden.
And we're golden. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yes. So they're wanting the plain party lights to win, which it's looking good, Toadette.
Or out.
Oh, I think they want
the plain party lights out.
Now to get, oh, maybe it's now. I'm sorry, yeah, Toadette. I'm terrible over here. Now to get the plain party lights out, and we're golden. I got it. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, so you're going to have to vote, Toadette, because it's mm-hmm. doing a little too well, I think.
It's almost in the finals here, semifinals at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so lots of great answers here. Surprised at the froggy chair. Hey, I personally don't have anything too against the froggy chair. I didn't vote for it. I will say that.
I've never used it. I've never. Mm-mm.
I think it's cute. Little standalone thing.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. But yeah, just not something that's reached my island quite yet. For any Patreon listeners who are here, next week's question is a would you rather. Would you rather have no control over where your villagers move in and live, or no control over who moves out?
Gotta pick one.
Yeah, just one of them. Well, I'm excited to hear what you all say. And yeah, so anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Nina and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers to the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, which items are you glad didn't make the bracket? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
See you all next time.